Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Scoob.
I wanted to say
no, don't do it. That's not for today.
I wanted to.
I know you wanted to. I wanted to as well.
Tomorrow.
Only because
tomorrow.
You're here.
Yes.
But we don't have, you know, a third person from that crew.
No.
And in fact, we're expecting...
It wouldn't be right. It's the wrong day.
Yeah.
We can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Long-time listeners of Free Talk Live, you'll know that normally on Sundays, it's myself and Nikki... And either Richie Rich or Steve Classic, depending on, you know, who's got to work and, you know, all that kind of crap. So, but it is Saturday, just so you're not confused, because right now, for the moment, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Nikki.
In the studio. We're expecting a special guest who is traveling across the state just to get here. So when he shows up, we'll introduce him, of course. If you want to join in the program tonight, you can dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. The program is called Free Talk Live. If you're a new listener, you've never heard of us, go check us out at freetalklive.com. Find out more about the program, what we do. You know, for me to describe this show is kind of like I can really only describe the shows that I'm on, right? If I try to describe the show like in general, it might not fit, you know, when the other hosts are on and that kind of a thing. You know what I mean?
I like the description of we talk about things from their perspective of peace and liberty.
That is true. Yes.
That I feel like that sums it up well because we do talk about things. We don't just not necessarily a political show. We talk about politics occasionally.
Generally speaking, I guess you could call us like a current events talk show.
Yeah.
Because we do talk. Do we talk?
Sometimes.
Some of us need remedial speaking, apparently, including myself. We do talk about current events, mm-hmm. but they might not be the events that you think are current. And by you, I mean the listener. So,
if you want mainstream news, then go to a mainstream news site.
Yeah, this is not the place for you. If you want something different where folks can call in and, you know, either talk about what we're talking about or change the subject, bring up whatever they want, well, 603-283-6160. I do have some show prep for tonight, and I want to talk about this. This is from the AP, apnews.com. No joke, feds discourage humorous electronic messages on highways.
We touched upon this on Wednesday.
Did you?
We did.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, you bastards. I had it like, it's my primary article tonight. Either way, we're going to talk about
it. That's okay, because, I have a lot to say about it still.
Because the feds hate fun, apparently.
Yeah. That was the consensus that we came to.
Yeah. I can't even believe... That this is a thing that they're trying to discourage.
And it is, I think the whole thing is very embarrassing because out of all of the things that need to be done, out of all of the fixing that could possibly happen within the federal government, like this is the type of thing that they're fixating on, right? So it's kind of like, I don't know, there are a million other things that I could list that should... catch the federal government's attention that come way before some funny joke on a road sign on the highway.
So, like, I think we've all seen these sort of digital I don't want to call them billboards because they're not really for advertising, right? But these digital signs that the highway department...
Yeah, Department of Transportation,
wherever you live, whatever. We've seen these. Like around Christmas time, it's like, ho, 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 slow down, don't kill the reindeer.
Funny. Yeah,
you know, something along those lines. Or it's even just like... These boards are there for like, hey, you know what? You're entering a mountain pass. There's going to be some snow and ice. They're there for informational purposes.
Yeah.
Right? Which is fine. I have no problem with that. But if somebody wants to have, you know, a little bit of fun and make somebody's day and like, you know, try and not be like super serious with these signs, I'm all for it because lighten up, man. You know, pull the stick out of your posterior, you know.
World's dark enough as it is.
Yeah, indeed. And by the way, listeners, Zephan is now here with us.
He's
our special guest tonight. Welcome.
Yeah, sorry, I was following in the steps of my best friend here, Lee. I actually intended to arrive early, but I got stuck behind a government salter. That's something that we have out here.
I also got stuck behind that on my way. You know, I live north of here, so like on my way south. I left in plenty of time, of course, but like, man, that line was long.
Yeah.
I had like, I don't know, man, 50 cars or something behind this. It was two of them, actually. One was plowing, the other one was salting. They were both the same type of truck with the yellow lights on, but they're doing 30 in a 55.
And in New Hampshire, like, we have these, like, long highways, but there's only one of them. We haven't gotten to the point to where we have private roads, unfortunately. Otherwise, I could have gotten here a lot sooner. I would have paid the premium.
Oh, and I don't know. Let me ask you this about the big city area, Manchester.
Yeah, right.
Right, because you're kind of out that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have something known as a bypass? So, like, in a big city, I'm thinking like Minneapolis or St. Louis or Chicago. Like, if you're traveling north and south, and you want to bypass Chicago entirely. You don't want to drive through the city. They've built a freeway that's sort of like, it comes up to the outskirts of the city, and then just sort of goes around it and reroutes you north around the city.
Yeah, no, that's not how New Hampshire works, because Manchester's just so small of a big, you know, quote-unquote
city. It's like 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
and I was going to say, there's not really much traffic. I mean, occasionally there will be traffic, but compared to, like, Boston or New York.
Honestly, I'd say that, like, the traffic going out of New Hampshire into Massachusetts, that's when it gets bad. Because I used to work in Massachusetts, and I know that you do too, Nikki. And it just gets really bad once you get in there.
Yeah,
and the drivers get worse,
right.
Like, instantly too.
They get meaner, more aggressive, ruder, and just worse. Just less skilled.
I have a question. if there is... if there's some road rage going on for commuters to and from, like, Massachusetts, for example, and somebody pulls a gun and shoots somebody, is that now a mass shooting?
Well, if that's the case, then Massachusetts has the most mass shootings than any other state in America, which
I'm
it might have already, but even if you don't change the definition.
So this from the AP... It's no joke. A federal agency is discouraging humorous and quirky messages that could distract or confuse drivers on highways and freeways across the country. The Federal Highway Administration recently released an updated 1,100-page manual that spells out how...
1,100 pages. Give me a break.
I know. They couldn't just be like, hey, guys, can you tone it down with the funny messages on the highway side? They could just send an email to, you know, a distribution group to all the supposed leaders or managers of these signs.
Well, how would the lawyers make all the money if they did that?
Yeah, they instead had to release it. There's a hyperlink to it. Maybe they have the whole... Oh, my gosh, they do. It's the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices, the MUTCD, another useless acronym.
Jeez.
Like, okay, look, I come from the tech world. I love a good acronym, right? I love it when, you know, like there's even like some humorous things that have been going around. It's like Boss in General Superior High Intensity Training.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you figure out that acronym, it's big, right? That's a word I can't say on the air,
right?
Right. And so, like, you know, this is to make fun of acronyms in like the corporate and the tech world and that kind of thing. So, like, I enjoy a good acronym, but Man, government has some of the worst acronyms.
Right.
I think that, like, have ever been produced.
And it's hard enough to memorize the acronyms, but they also expect you to memorize the thousands of pages that they publish. And if you don't and you break one of those laws, then they throw you in prison, you know, because ignorance of the law is no excuse.
1,100-page manual that spells out how signs and other traffic control devices are regulated. 1,100 pages! Like, I've read some novels, right? You know, back in the day, like,
yeah, 1,100 pages is a lot.
It's a lot. Like,
it's a lot.
Like, does somebody get hired by the Department of Transportation and they're like, "Here's your homework, bro. 1,100 pages of this manual on how we do and do not operate our signs on the freeways."
I don't know if the longest Harry Potter book is that long, and I know that. However they decide to write this, it is way less interesting than any Harry Potter book, so it'll feel like 10 times longer.
I'll see if I can find the actual manual. They link to a Federal Highway Administration page, but I didn't immediately see the download for this 1,100-page manual. It's got to be just dry as F, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which would make sense because they're trying to outlaw jokes, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was saying this before. I sometimes, like, stuff like that, I'm just like, it really falls flat for me. Like, I don't think it's funny. But for some reason, whenever I'm on the highway and I see one of those dumb jokes on the road sign, it makes me chuckle. You know, it brings a little light to my life while I'm sitting in traffic,
right.
Or whatever I'm doing. Like, some of them are pretty clever. Some of them are dumb, but it's still like, oh, you guys tried. That was, you know, nice or whatever.
Like, if ever there were a sort of a captive environment where levity, right, where humor, where lightening the mood was sort of, I don't want to say necessary, but very welcomed by most people, it would be in a high traffic situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've lived in big cities, the two biggest ones, Minneapolis and Seattle,
mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, I have a bit of road rage when I drive around, particularly during what they call rush hour, which in these cities that I just mentioned is like a rush 4 hours. Right, it starts about 3:30, doesn't end until about 7.
Mm.
So you do the math. I don't know how many hours that actually is, but they call it
rush hour.
They call it rush hour, right? But it's not. It's not rush hour. It's like rush, you know, afternoon or evening or whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing in the morning, right?
That's just what they called it when they first named the phenomenon, and they didn't update it.
Right. And so, like, if ever there were a need for, like, some humor to be injected into a situation, a way to lighten the mood of everybody participating in this traffic phenomenon, right, it would be through humor on, you know, a DOT traffic sign, right?
Well, there's no better way to kill a joke than to publish an 1,100-page manual as to why you shouldn't be making jokes like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, the feds hate humor, apparently. In this manual, the agency strongly recommends against overhead electronic signs with obscure meanings, references to pop culture, or those intended to be funny. Okay, so first of all, your stolen government dollars are paying for somebody to sit around and go, you know what? We must strongly recommend against overhead electronic signs that have obscure meanings, references to pop culture, or those intended to be funny. Like, somebody got paid to, like, sort of be the hall monitor, if you will, of these traffic signs. So somebody got paid,
what a loser.
Like, a government salary, government benefits, right, all that stuff, to just write these words and say, no, 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 we will have none of this on our highways.
Well, and what if it's a sign that's intended to be funny, but actually furthers something relevant?
Right.
Like, what if you're, like, making a joke about, like, not driving drunk or something?
Yeah.
And it's, okay, so you'd rather just make it so that people, like, look up and see a drunk driving, oh, don't drink and drive sign that they see everywhere else?
Yeah.
Or are you going to, like, make a message that's actually entertaining and might actually get people to pay attention
to what
you're saying?
Exactly, like, make it clever, and then it will be retained in people's memories, right? Like, that's what they do with the commercials, like the funny commercials.
Yeah.
I remember funny commercials from, like, 15 years ago because they were funny.
Right.
I don't remember boring, lame commercials from 15 years ago because they weren't funny, and it doesn't, it's not retained in my memory.
If anything, right, because people, human beings who operate these signs already have taken it upon themselves to go, hey, you know what? This stuff is kind of boring and dry. Let's lighten it up a little bit. Occasionally let's throw a holiday thing in there, or let's make a joke about something or another.
Yeah.
You know, because people have taken it upon themselves to do so, you shouldn't go the opposite way, right? Because, progress is dependent on people making independent decisions. And if a bunch of people make the independent decision to make these sort of street signs funny independently across states and cities and all that kind of stuff, then you should go the opposite way. You should go with that. And instead of paying some MF-er a salary to write an 1,100-page manual about, like, how, no, you can't be funny or humorous or poignant or cultural, you should go the other way and instead maybe hire some, like, marketing people or retired marketing people and be like, how can we make these both relevant and a little bit humorous at the same time? Because guess what? People are paying more attention to the funny ones than they are the dry ones.
Well, you know what this demonstrates is that for the regime, it's not about the message that they're bringing forward. They aren't actually, you know, putting up that sign because they care about your welfare in respect to you not drinking and driving.
Right.
Otherwise, they would allow it to be funny. What they do care about is putting up signs in which they're able to, like, I don't know, demonstrate their control, and that's what this is all about. If it were actually about safety, they would make it as entertaining and fun as possible, but it's not.
They should make a law saying that they have to be funny.
I was going to go down that route, but
if it's not funny enough, like, disqualified.
Right. If the...
If we're going to legislate things.
Yeah, if the institution known as government were actually about your safety on the highways, they would do those things. But this is very revealing. And telling that, indeed, no, the institution known as government is not about these things. It's about control.
Mm.
And this person who was paid a government salary to write this 1,100-page manual is wanting to control you even further. It doesn't want you, there's no fun. They don't care that you're human. They only want the distinct and abbreviated message relayed. And we'll go into that. It says the signs should be, quote, simple, direct, brief, legible, and clear when relaying important information like warning drivers of crashes, adverse weather conditions, and traffic delays, the agency said. Seatbelt reminders and warnings about the dangers of speeding or driving impaired are allowed. I mean, they always have been, right?
Yeah.
Here's, we were talking about, like, some of the messages.
Mm-hmm.
States around the country have used quirky messages to draw the attention of drivers. Among them, use your blinker in Massachusetts.
Oh, that's a good one.
Spelled Y-A-H and then B-L-I-N-K-A-H.
Yeah.
Use your blinker, right? I think that's funny.
Yeah.
This one is my favorite. We were talking about humorous yet poignant. Visiting in-laws? Slow down. Get there late. That's a joke about people hating their in-laws, right? And, like, that's totally, like, If I were in a car with, like, my wife and my kids or something, and, like, I was kind of, you know, I don't really want to go see the in-laws or whatever.
Yeah.
I saw that sign, I'd be like, right? And it would just...
It's relatable. A lot of people can relate to that, probably.
Yeah, give a little, a little levity to the situation.
I mean, and even if I'm not visiting my in-laws, I could look up at that and think it's funny, and then slow down, because it persuaded me more to slow down than if it's like, oh, slow down. It's like, I'm going to go faster. Probably.
A sign in Ohio once said, don't drive star-spangled hammered. I remember this from Washington State. They actually had to redo the slogan because what they were trying to do is it was a drunk driving thing, right? So they're doing this whole TV campaign, and then they had the flashing billboard signs as well and all that kind of stuff. And it was... drive hammered, get nailed.
That's actually a good one.
And I thought that was hilarious.
That's
but like,
great.
As soon as they aired the first one, they were like, No, we got to change that, right? Drive hammered, you will get, they're not, they changed it so it didn't sound sexual, right? Drive hammered, get arrested. They changed like a word.
They made it not funny.
And I'm like, no, come on, that was one of the greatest anti-drunk driving slogans I've ever heard, right? And like they had like, you know, some professional, you know, sounding commercial guy, drive hammered, get nailed, right? And I just, even when I say it right now, I'm still laughing about it because I'm like, I can't believe that aired, right? Knowing what I know about governments, you know, and how they operate, I'm like, that is great. But then the fact that, like, they immediately squashed it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure somebody was like, what do you mean getting it? Like,
And you know what? That's a great point when you said knowing what I know about governments, because the first time I saw one of those funny road signs, I was actually kind of a little shocked because I'm like, well, I'm surprised this is allowed. So I'm actually really not surprised that they're trying to pass this legislation, because it just seems like something that, you know, an organization of terror wouldn't allow.
Well, laughter is the enemy of the regime, too.
Yeah, you know. Exactly.
Seems to be.
Yeah.
A couple more examples from Pennsylvania. Hocus pocus, drive with focus. It's like, you know, like that took some creativity.
That's great.
Right? Somebody had to think of that, you know, and also it's kind of humorous.
You have to be a cold-blooded monster to outlaw stuff like that.
From New Jersey, hands on the wheel, not your meal. I'm sorry, that's from Arizona. My bad. Arizona has more than 300 electronic signs above its highways. For the last 7 years, the Arizona Department of Transportation has held a contest.
Wow.
Love that.
To find the funniest and most creative messages. This again,
I guess that contest is dead.
Yeah, this again is human beings trying to insert some humanity in an otherwise inhumane situation, right? So 300 electronic signs in Arizona. The contest was anyone could submit ideas, drawing more than 3,700 entries just last year. The winners were seatbelts always pass a vibe check, and I'm just a sign asking drivers to use turn signals.
I saw a Christmas-themed one that said, only Rudolph is allowed to be lit. Don't drive drunk.
Nice.
Or like, drive drunk and you'll get an OUI or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, man. That reminds me. So, for those of you listening from different parts of the United States of America, there are many acronyms for, we'll call it drunk driving. There's DUI, driving under the influence. There's OUI, operating under the influence. There's OWI, operating while intoxicated.
DWI,
driving while intoxicated, right? And I think there's a couple more that I can't remember.
Probably.
But like, it varies from state to state what acronym they're using. It's like we can't all agree on one.
Yeah, you think that this would be simple enough that they'd be able to just, okay, OUI, DUI, you know, something simple.
I know someone who got, I think it was an OUI, because they got drunk and they were riding their bicycle home.
Yep.
But they were riding on the, you know, the shoulder edge of the roadway, the city roadway,
or
whatever.
You kill somebody, and you know, biking and driving drunk.
Yes. 603-283-6160. Do you want to see more humor in your state-sponsored street signs and billboards? Or do you want to see less? Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states from Wyoming to New York. President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Friday that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Those comments come after Netanyahu rejected the idea for a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza is over. Japan has now become the fifth country to successfully land on the moon. Their lander touched down on the moon yesterday.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in and listening to tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio program where you could take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you want, you can, you know, post that on your bug guard. But put it backwards so that, like, people in front of you can read it appropriately. like Nakilamba or ambulance. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Zephin.
And Nikki.
We're changing up the host a little bit here tonight on the Saturday.
Switcheroo. I'm glad to be here.
Happy to have Zephin here again. He is our sometimes co-host. And all, even on the Beard Talk line.
Oh, yeah, quite
well,
a bit, yeah.
Which is currently on hiatus until, well, basically I figure out, you know, what the hell I'm doing with it. I have some ideas, and I want to implement them. I did obtain the BeardTalkLive.com domain.
Oh, nice. Cool.
So, you know, if I'm going to spend $7.95 a year, I better do something with it.
Yeah, right? And you still have the guest beard. So
we do still have the guest beard that Mark Edge the least bearded host or co-host, the second founder of this program, spent, I think, $4.95 on.
I kind of want to challenge him on that because I think that I think me or Bonnie might be in the running for least bearded.
The least bearded male.
Okay. All right. I accept that.
I think somehow Mark...
I'm like, I don't know. He has a little stubble sometimes.
Sometimes he'll show up with, like, a whisker.
Yeah.
Well, who would number two be then? I mean, all the other co-hosts, male co-hosts I can think of have beards.
I think so, yeah.
Jay has a beard.
Yeah. We don't have any bearded ladies.
Steve Classic.
At this time.
Steve Classic has a beard. Oh, the sometimes host Big Kahuna is clean shaven.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
True.
He is clean shaven. True. Yeah.
He hasn't been around in a while, but you know, he's he gallivants as well.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Edge gallivants. He's, you know, wherever the hell he's at. You know, I have no idea. But we expect to see him again as well. I'm trying
the
to
clean shaven gallivanters.
Yeah, apparently, if you're going to gallivant, well, you must be clean shaven.
Well, that's the thing, yeah, because it's too cold up here. Yeah. You know, you need a beard or something.
Well, and it's weird because historically, too, vagabonds have been the kinds of people that have had beards. You know,
that's true.
I was at a place having some dinner before the show. And I have a generous-looking goatee, of course. And then, like, I looked around. I was sitting at a bar, right? And I looked around, and, like, 50% of the people there had giant beards. And
really?
I was like Duck Dynasty-style beards.
Yeah.
Like, giant, you know, just everywhere, right? You know, and there were, like, tall dudes and short dudes and wide dudes and skinny dudes. And I was just like, man, there is a plethora of bearded men here tonight, right? And then I was just thinking, I'm like, all right, it's New Hampshire, and it's, like, 9 degrees out.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it doesn't, you know, really surprise me at all. We've been talking about this article from the AP where feds hate fun. That's not the article
that's
headline.
That's not news.
That's my, well, it's not news.
Yeah, old news.
It's kind of a fact, really.
Yeah.
But apparently there's a, I don't even want to call it, what do you call this? A, what was it? When
prohibition on fun.
No. What was it, when the Catholics started killing everybody?
Oh, the Inquisition?
It's kind of like that, but yeah. that was called a, I don't know. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but there's a movement, if you will, from the federal government to squash fun with these highway signs, so much so that they released an updated 1,100-page manual spelling out exactly how signs and other traffic control devices should not contain any fun. So
the only propaganda that we want you to release is propaganda that is not funny.
Which, I mean, good Lord, like, at least people, if you work a government job, just at least recognize that the people you're persecuting, the people you are coming down upon, the people you are targeting, are human beings, like you. You are also a human being. Please try and at least treat each other as such.
Mm-hmm.
So, at any rate, some of the signs around the country, use your blinker in Massachusetts. Visiting in-laws, slow down and get there late from Ohio. Don't drive star-spangled hammered from Pennsylvania. And hocus-pocus, drive with focus from New Jersey, along with hands on the wheel, not your meal from Arizona. These would all be outlawed under this new prohibition manual. So we could talk more about this. There's a little more to this story, but we do have some callers on hold. Let's go to, I believe this is Ricky from the Commonwealth calling.
Well, thank you there, Brother Captain. Brother Stephen, pleasure to meet you. And, no, Zephan, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Where the hell was that jackass from there? Where was that, Captain, Brother Stephen? He's a pure status now. Brother Ian had him on the air. He said it was disgusting. Anyways. Do you remember Stephen, Nikki?
I don't know.
Stephan or Stephan?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a real status.
Like, anyway, are you talking about Stephan Molyneux?
Libertarian, now he's a status.
Are you talking about Stephan Molyneux?
That's the only one I can think of, but he was never
a
host.
Oh, Ohio, that's right. The man was from Ohio. That figures. People from Ohio suck. I'm really disgusted.
None of us said Ohio.
That was,
no, I know it was Ohio. I just remember where the man's from.
All I can think of when you say Ohio is the Drew Carey shows. Cleveland rocks! Ohio! You guys are way young compared to me and Ricky. Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Ricky.
Oh, yeah, and Sister Nikki. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, you know, I'm ashamed to admit it, Captain. It took me 6 months, but I finally got chance to listening to your EP, and I have to admit, it's most definitely lyrically and musically superior, I have to admit.
Hey, thanks, man. That's awesome. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that.
I'm sitting here cranking it up in my room, and I'm really impressed, man. The music was hardcore, man.
Yeah, it is. I tried not to make it thrash metal, because that's what I normally try and make my music sound like. I tried to make it a little more rock, but I took some cues from some 90s metal bands like Helmet and Prong and that kind of thing. And they sort of lean hardcore as far as metal is concerned, not necessarily hardcore, you know, hip-hop, that kind of thing.
That's what I really loved about it. Not only the music, I thought, had a nice balance. But I thought it had a balance with the lyrics also.
Thanks, man.
In that sense.
I really appreciate it. Anybody who's listening, if you want to listen to the EP, you can just go to CaptainKickAss.com. There's a YouTube thing right there at the front of the page. You can just click on it. All three music videos for all three songs will play. You scroll down a little further on the page, and then you can, you know, figure out how to, you know, there's a link that'll connect you to, like, my Bandcamp site where you can either buy the download or buy the physical or both. It's only $20 for the EP, CaptainKickAss.com.
I did want to ask you, Captain. Now, I was going to hit your website to buy it in the future because it's damn good enough to buy, no doubt.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something, though. Is your Captain Kickass website linked to the Free Talk Live servers?
I don't know what you mean by linked.
I mean, is it on their servers or is it on your own server?
No, that's all hosted by somebody outside of the Free Talk Live family.
Well, that's good because, see, here's my problem. See, I run a Galaxy, an S23 Ultra, in fact, because I'm hardcore with my tech. But see, here's the problem. I've noticed that everybody from, like, the S20 series Galaxies, including the A series, cannot hit the Free Talk Live servers. But people on the damn iPhones can.
Interesting.
And I can find no information anywhere. I don't know if nobody's paying attention or what. Or nobody cares, but damn it, I care because I can't even access my AMP account.
We did recently have a website redo, and we've employed some other folks. I'm talking about Free Talk Live now.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live has employed some folks to do the redesign. So I will pass that on to our, you know, for lack of a better term, our webmaster, and let them know
that you're having a hard time. I've tried four different browsers. I've tried Chrome. I've tried the Samsung browser, which is a redo of Chrome. Plus, I've done Edge. That was the one that shocked me. And Opera. And every one of them, I got a 408 error. Every single one of them. People using Safari can do it. I don't think it's a browser issue. You know, I don't know what the hell it is, and Samsung's no help. Oh, we can't hit a third-party website. Well, damn it, somebody in their operation can.
Yeah. I specifically, and I don't want to advertise for them because I may move the site from them at some point, but I specifically set out to build the site myself. I'm no webmaster. I have very little HTML programming capability, save for, like, some early MySpace days where everybody had to learn a little bit of HTML. So I wanted something that was what we call WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get, where, like, I could view it. I could, you know, it's like, do you want to add a video here? Click, you know, here, paste the URL. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, now you can move it around left, right, center, you know, put some background, whatever. So I specifically chose the host that I have because it was WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get, but also there was an AI involved. Right. Mm. So, like, when you go to build your site, it's like, hey, what kind of website are you building? And there's, like, a drop down. It's like, you know, retail site, business site, you know, and, like, I was able to choose music. And then within music was, like, you know, independent artist, full band.
Oh, wow.
Right?
You know,
stuff like, yeah, I got it. You were able to drill down and get granular with it. And so I was able to build the site that I wanted using images that I wanted and text that I wanted to include. But they also had a thing where, like, as you build it, you can check how it looks on not only a computer, like using a web browser on your laptop or desktop, but also on your tablet and also on your phone, both iPhone and Android.
My website creator that I use has that as well.
Yeah,
it's very convenient because nowadays most people are viewing things from their cell phones.
Right. And it was important to me to have CaptainKickass.com viewable from mobile devices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm old enough to where, like, it used to be the only way you could view a website was on a computer. And that was fine. And then all of a sudden, you know, mobile took over everything. And now it's almost more important to make sure it looks good on mobile before you make sure it looks good on a web browser. So, again, thank you for, you know, listening and checking that out.
Well, I'm definitely going to buy it. And plus, now that I know I can access your website, I'm going to definitely do that. But the fun is, damn it, Patrick, do you mind? I'm sorry about that. I was interrupted there.
Slap him upside the head. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. That's why I leave him in the day.
Yeah, see that? Hear that, Patrick? Shut the hell up. Anyways, got to show a little humor. Speaking of humor, by the way, the federal government, now I got to disagree with you, Captain, about the federal government not having humor. Anybody that has paid attention to the news for the past 7 years, there's a hell of a lot of humor there. Because if you take it dead serious, you just can't handle it. But I will tell you this, Ricky from the Commonwealth has a hell of a sense of humor. See, come 2025, I'm going to run for office. And, you know, I do. I'm going to do other things, mind you. I can't do it overnight. But here's what my sense of humor is. See, I know the federal government doesn't like me, and the state hates me. So I'm going to use that seat of power because the legislature is very powerful here,
okay,
as I mentioned recently. And I'm going to use it to blow the Fed away and it spits the state with it. That's how I laugh, you know, Captain?
Sure.
Well, what's your proof
and, you
that
know,
the federal
like
government
the
is
you know,
funny?
You know what's funny? You called me Crazy Ricky the one night. And I can imagine, because only a crazy man would pick a fight with the state. They already don't like me.
I've come around to think, like, I've just been observing people just in my normal, regular life. Like, if I go grocery shopping, or I'm at the gas station, or, you know, I'm getting some food to go somewhere, or whatever. You know, I'm at the Home Depot getting some lumber to finish my remodel, whatever. I've just come to the conclusion that there are no sane people.
Well, most likely, and let's face it, I can't think of a better way to go into battle and pick a fight with the damn Fed and the state with it than wear a battle flag. It's called capture the flag, Captain.
Yeah, but, like, I don't want to be captured, and also I don't really like flags.
Well, see, I'm the one wearing the battle flag for everybody down here. They don't, you know, I don't expect everybody to be Ricky from the Commonwealth because it takes a lot to be that.
Why do I have this picture of, I don't even know what you look like, Ricky, but like I have this picture of like you, you know, a man in his, what are you, mid-50s or something, you know?
I'm 50 on the button.
Okay, all right, man in his 50s, yeah. Right? But like you've kind of got like a Superman pose, right? Maybe a Captain Morgan, like one leg up with like the two hands on your hip, but you've got a flowing battle cape on behind you.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Spot on.
The top. It looks exactly like a cape. I'm hardcore, no doubt. But I will tell you this. That's the one thing I wanted to say to you, Captain. Because there will be Commonwealth stuff all over the place in 2025. Because, see, I'm not happy enough with that district. Oh, no. I won 60% of the Commonwealth before the primaries. I call it the Commonwealth Tour. That's why I'm going to come to New Hampshire. Sure, just a visit, but definitely I'm going to have a special show as far as one of my rallies on July 23rd, if you want to pick that day, but I would love for you to come down and broadcast, because I plan on raising hell at my rallies.
Well, if you're going to be in New Hampshire, let us know in advance, and we'll do our best to not only get you on the show, but make sure that you're covered. Ricky, thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's go right away to, I believe this is David Ridley calling.
Yeah, I had some thoughts regarding the New Hampshire independence hearing.
All right. So just so our listeners know, this is David Ridley of the Ridley Report. Ridley Report. Wait, what's your singing slogan song?
RidleyReport.com.
Thank you. Very nice. Okay, go ahead.
There was, you know, you know, from listening to the testimony, there were some things that went right and went wrong in the way the testimony was delivered. And one thing that I was kind of surprised by how well it went was how many people talked about their own experiences instead of just talking about policy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I don't, you know, I think, you know, that's what the reps want, but I don't remember the reps actually kind of saying that to the
you know, people. They just kind of did it. The other thing that people seem to get right is that, so Daniel Miller from Tegxit is always saying, you do not want to make, you don't want to throw an entire platform in front of people or a bunch of complex things. Just make it about independence and just let it be about independence, right? Don't make it about your personal ideology.
Yeah, and, I agree with that wholeheartedly. There's, especially in New Hampshire, with the libertarians slash voluntarists slash anarchists, whatever title people are giving themselves, when they all get together and meet up, like, it's not very difficult for us to sort of, like, hang out and, you know, maybe talk about the minutia of the differences or whatever, but, like, yeah, let's all focus on liberty.
Yeah.
And not, like, you know, hate each other because of our slight differences in how we want to go about obtaining it.
Yeah, and what Miller says is that, like, for instance, he's studied a lot of other independence movements, and the Scottish National Party, when they managed to get independence on the ballot in Scotland in 2014, they almost won, and the reason they didn't was because there was too much Scottish National Party platform stuck into the independence process.
Hmm.
They didn't just make it about independence, right?
Right, right. Yeah, if we could in New Hampshire focus on just independence, you know, can we just become independent from, well, the rest of everything, really, for that? Like then we can all figure out the minutiae of our own little lives and, you know, little, you know, societies and little communities within that independence. But, like, let's get the independence first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and people always say, well, what about X? Well, I don't know. That will be decided by New Hampshire, you know, you don't have to figure it all out in advance.
Yeah, and there's so many things that you really can't figure out in advance. It's impossible, and it's just the most important thing is this is step one.
Yeah.
And then go from there.
Yeah, you had mentioned Zeph and Stefan Molyneux, and one of his lines was, you know, like, we didn't know when slavery was abolished. We're like, well, who will pick the cotton, right? We didn't know that it would be giant machines powered by crushed dinosaur juice, right? I'm referring to oil. Like, we didn't know the answer to that. We only found the answer after the slavery was abolished. We knew that slavery was wrong, and so it was abolished, and then it made room for innovation, for people to come forward and go, hey, I think we can devise a machine that'll do this thing.
It's almost like when you put the universe back into a moral and just order, you get prosperity.
Yeah.
Wow. That's profound, dude. That's totally profound. Ridley?
The freedom to mismanage our own affairs. It's worth fighting for.
I couldn't agree more. What else you got?
That is all.
Mr. Ridley, how do people find you?
RidleyReport.com.
Thank you so much for the call, brother. Keep up the great work, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Dave Ridley, by the way, does some great work. I've talked to so many people who have moved who've been like, yeah, dude, like, Ridley was one of my main influences. He was like,
yeah, that's Matt always says that he discovered New Hampshire and the Free State Project because of Dave Ridley's YouTube videos.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw some of them, too, like, in addition to, like, one of my favorite ones was Ian's Couch, is what the videos were called. It wasn't actually even Ian's Couch. It was somebody had left the couch, and it just happened to be on the side road of Ian's property, and there was this whole, like, big to-do from the government about, like, should hold the couch away, and who's responsible, and who's getting a ticket for leaving the couch outside on the road, and, you know, all this kind of thing, and there's that, like... It is an amazingly exposing video. Like, if you think the state is good and is out to help people, watch Ian's Couch, and your opinion will be changed, I assure you. But in addition to, like, stuff like that and Dave Ridley's videos and what was the story of your enslavement, Stefan Molyneux's best video.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just the best video. To see the farm... is to leave the farm, right? For those of you who don't know, farmers, cattle farmers, used to keep the cows the milking cows in the barn full time. Right? They're just like, well, once they're in the barn in their little stalls, we'll attach the equipment to milk them, and we'll just let them stand there. What do we care? Right? As long as they're giving milk. Huh? And they found out that they stopped giving milk after some period of time. And they couldn't figure out why. Why did they stop giving them milk? They're being well fed. They're undercover. They're heated. They're, you know, all these things. They're being fed. They're being cared for medically. Like, we can't understand why they're not giving milk anymore. And it wasn't until somebody went, hey, have you let them outside recently? You know? They went, well, no, why should we? And they're like, well, maybe that's the problem. Like, that was the problem. The problem was that the cows would not give milk while they're kept captive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? And so the farmers decided that, like, oh, we should have, like, a large field where these cows can graze and give them the illusion of freedom so that they can give us the milk. And sure enough, once they did this and they allowed the cows to graze for some period of time every day, and then they would line them back up in the stalls in the barn, reattach the equipment. That, yes, indeed, they were once again forthcoming with the milk.
And you know what's crazy is they're trying to innovate around this. There's been some talk about putting like VR headsets
I've heard
on
of
cows,
this. Yes,
where
it's
like
so
it
crazy.
Looks like they're outside. And I mean, I think that it's you were clearly making a parallel with humans, so I'm gonna just continue on that route and assert that I think that that's the next step. I think that they're going to try to make it so that the virtual world, like, is the way to go, and, like, eating the bugs and all of that.
They're
and,
already like, trying.
And I love cryptocurrency, and I love the innovation that it brings, but I think that that is going to be something that we'll have to be wary of, is, like, while we're going to the moon, like, trying to keep our feet planted firmly on the ground, so to speak.
Yeah. So I look at governments as farmers, and I look at what most people call citizens as cattle. Now, if you just put all the humans, you know, into boxes and demand their labor whenever you need it, the humans aren't going to be very forthcoming with providing the labor, and if they do, they're going to be doing it very reluctantly. But if you give them the illusion of freedom, that is to say, like, oh, let them elect their warden every 4 years, for example, then they are a lot more forthcoming with their milk, a.k.a. tax money.
Sounds about right.
603-283-6160. More of your calls to come. Plus, a whole bunch of stuff, including what is the AI Fraud Act? It's Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.